Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of June 25th through July 3rd. Oh, yeah. And it is an unbelievably crazy, intense week ahead of us. So let's get right into it. Starting Saturday, the 27th, Mars enters his own sign, Aries. This is going to be cray-cray. I've been talking about it for a while. Now we're here. So Mars in Aries is at its strongest. Mars is what triggers things into action, reaction in the chart. Comes around every 2 years and spends about 6 weeks in a sign like this. However, Mars is going to enter Aries on the 27th, and then we'll begin a retrograde here on September 9th, and then we'll go direct on November 13th, and will not exit Aries until January 6th. So we have a little over 6 months of this energy, and it is going, it's going to be intense. So, you know, first and foremost, everybody's going to be out for themselves, you know, so the more highly evolved people will be out there doing things that make them feel good and you know, promote lovely things in the world. And those who are not so evolved are going to be acting out. Mars is in charge of our passion, our anger, our fights, aggressive and violent behavior, fire, cutting, weapons, war. It is, you know, the activator. And so in its own sign, it is very ego-driven and definitely ready to make some things happen. Now, on the positive side of this, perhaps the world will be coming out of, you know, being locked down in their homes for so long, and everybody is going to feel like, wow, I just need to get make up for lost time and get a ton of stuff done. I doubt that's what's going to happen, but it could. We'll just keep our fingers crossed, right? But, you know, the way you want to use this in your own chart is to realize this is a story that is going to take 6 months to play out. You need to focus on your needs in the situations I'm going to be telling you about when we start to go through the signs. And you need to look at what's going on with you physically, what's going on with you personally, what's happening with your image, your brand, your name, your title, what's happening with your own needs and situations, and then start to affect plans to get busy doing something about it and keep in the back of your mind that you're going to move this forward, and then, you know, mid-September to November, you're going to slow down, backtrack, go back over some things, and then you're going to go forward again until January 6th. Now, as Mars goes through Aries from July 21st to August 29th, Mars will be activating the Saturn-Pluto energy, and so that's when the most friction builds up. We can also see, and I'm talking about the way that they were triggered, you know, from the start of the year. Then separately out there where they're traveling today, Mars will be triggering Saturn by a frictional square on September 9th, squaring Pluto on October 9th, and squaring Jupiter on October 19th. So these periods will be when we are at the height of what's happening with us. You may want to make note of that. You know, if you already know what it is you're going to be throwing yourself into for the next 6 months. And so when we're looking at this week ahead, we, you know, want to start paying attention to where this Mars in Aries is playing out for our sign. And then note that as it moves in on Saturday, it will be forming an opportunity alignment by Sunday with Saturn. And so we are going to get a more gentle introduction, at least, you know, the good guy players out there. You know, it'll be easier for the bad guy players, I guess, Just think back when we didn't have to focus on that so much, but man, oh man. So anyways, with Mars aligning with Saturn, these things you're setting in motion over the weekend as you get used to this new energetic, it's going to kind of be in an opportunity alignment to some serious ambitions or goals or responsibilities that you have with friends, with associates, with groups, with the internet, with astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, anything social, as well as your own aspirations and original projects. So this will kind of keep the door open, allow you to kind of get in there and do something solid. So you want to motivate and work that as it comes. Okay, so that's one thing that's happening. And guys, you know, when I talk about this energy, you know, we are having Mars start to activate from Aries. That's one of the cardinal signs. We are going to have Mercury retrograde activating from Cancer, which is a second cardinal sign. And we are going to have a just crap ton of stuff happening in Capricorn, which I'm about to get into, which is the third of four cardinal signs. This creates a T-square, which is a frictional energy pattern, which is going to wind up the activity in the week ahead even more so. So this is going to be in people's personal lives, but it's also going to be on the global scene with some of the things that are happening. So when we're looking at what comes next, as we start Monday, we enter the trigger field for the upcoming full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn, which means starting Monday, emotions and activities and events start to build and occur that are bringing things to a climax, and it will be at a peak next Saturday, Sunday, which I will talk more deeply about that in next week's show. However, throughout this week, it's really important to know that things can be being set off that would bring a very final ending or a very important achievement or celebration or breakthrough or wrap up on something. So, you know, you can be initiating that or it can be landing in your world and you're reacting to it. So really in Capricorn, this is about that big personal goal. It's about a career matter. It's about the establishment. It's about leadership. It's about authority figures like bosses and parents and judges and directors and teachers, etc. It's about your career. It's about your status, reputation, fame, or notoriety. So these things are starting to come to a head as we put our first step into the week. Monday night into Tuesday morning, Jupiter and Pluto are going to merge on the same degree in Capricorn, the second of three of these combinations that are playing out throughout our year of 2020. These are two of the most powerful outer influences. So we, at the second of three of these combinations, are at a turning point in our story. Again, about our goals, our career, these authority figures, the establishment, the leadership, the, you know, status and reputation and fame and notoriety and all of this. So with Jupiter and Pluto, it merges those influences on those topics. So Jupiter could be bringing something travel, foreign, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonial, religious, or political into that story, while Pluto can be bringing something financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or third party, or power and control scenarios into that story. So again, major turning point. We enter the trigger field Monday. By Monday night into Tuesday, Jupiter-Pluto have this major merging. And then as we get into Wednesday, Saturn, which rules Capricorn, retrogrades back into the sign for the very last journey it's going to make here. And so it is going to come back in on Wednesday. It will be in retrograde. It says, okay, something very serious needs to be looked at here. And you need to rework something, whether that means letting go of something or going back to the past and seeing if something can be worked out or reworking an ongoing situation and finessing it and getting it right. There is a do-over here, and it's serious because Saturn is serious. It wants you to put in the work. It wants you to deal with limits or set limits. It wants you to end something or make a commitment. It wants you to, you know, tackle your responsibilities, look at the structures that are supporting you here, and look at your ambitions in the mix and get real and get serious about it. So you're in the do-over, the revamping stage of this, up until September 29th, at which point Saturn will then be done with your do-over, turn around, start going direct. You will start moving forward, cementing things, putting them on their feet, moving them into whatever comes next, up through December 16th, 17th, and then that is it. Saturn exits. Doesn't come back till the year 2046. So it's a very serious, profound, and expansive, you know, and kind of finite time that we're entering in this week ahead with Capricorn, with eclipse energy here. And by the way, the last eclipse, you know, since January of 2019, when we started this series of eclipses with Capricorn, you know, we've been being tested. We've been going through, you know, self-mastery and you know, having to put in more effort, rules and responsibilities and all this stuff we just love so much. And so this is the last big, powerful eclipse here. And so, yeah, you guys can see this is just a crap ton of heavy-duty stuff really getting us serious throughout the entire week with when it comes to these topics. And then finally, we have Mercury retrograde. We are going to hit the midpoint of the retrograde on Tuesday the 30th. So, you know, this retrograde started on June 18th. It lasts until July 12th, but the midpoint is this Tuesday the 30th. And so it means as you've been kind of slowing down and reevaluating what's going on with your home, your security needs, your emotional needs, your grounding, your roots, your family, your or anything that stems from that, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, roommates, you know, history, that you are now kind of ready to see something more clearly or turn a corner because you figured it out already and you're ready to start, you know, really putting in the energy here to get the rest of it right throughout the rest of the retrograde. So, you know, this may come through a piece of news that you hear. It may come through a talk or meeting on Tuesday. Maybe there's something you're signing off on if it's past or some ongoing situation. Maybe there's a sale, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the decisions, really bringing this into view as you kind of feel like you're ready to turn that corner. Now, another just a heads up, which, you know, it's not one of the major players, but Uranus will be linked to this in an open door opportunity alignment, which means there could be some unexpected things kind of percolating around this involving one's possessions or purchases or products or income in the scenario. So, and out of all of those, like I said, from Aries to Capricorn to the Cancer Mercury retrograde, all of those are going to be pushing at each other to push you forward because it forms that really frictional energy pattern, the T-square. So if you know what you want heading into this week, there may be a ton that you just like move, like not just a mountain, but, you know, several. And you're just like busy and just everything's flying and you're just getting stuff done. If you don't know where you're at or what you want with this, there may be some definitive things happening that will help, you know, show the way because, again, these are powerful influences. So let's look at the signs, okay? For Aries, your ruler is Mars and it's heading into your sign. So on the one hand, Aries, this could be really invigorating for you guys. You guys have been kind of like, you know, struggling with Chiron in your sign and dealing with all the squares, but now Mars is going to come and give you guys energy. And so you may feel more of a spitfire like you normally are, right? You might have more passion to express with others. You could also, you know, be more pissy and angry because Mars wants to fight, you know? But hopefully you can really utilize this in the fighting spirit to really make things happen. This will motivate you. This will get you very physically, personally active. So it's a good time for you guys if you want to try to do anything about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. You know, this is just a fantastic 6 months to really work on these things. But Aries, do pay attention to the dates I gave at the top of the show, because those periods, you're going to be just, you know, balls to the wall, excuse my French, with, you know, something going on in your world at that point, right? Now, over this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, as Mars comes into your sign, Aries, it is going to form an opportunity alignment to Saturn in Aquarius, which means there is something open to you with friends, with groups, with the internet, or astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, something social, or with your own original projects. And this is, you know, something serious, you know, so maybe you have an ambition here, or maybe you're ready to make a commitment to something here or do the work, you know. So that door is open. By Monday, Aries, you guys enter the trigger field of the eclipse, which will peak by next Saturday, Sunday. So guys, you know, any day along the week, you're building and building towards this. Emotions are going to build. So are the events that are happening around you. And this is about bringing something to a head with your career, a personal goal, or with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, priest, whoever's an authority figure in your life. And so you are seeing some big things come through and be reason for celebration or achievement. And you're also wrapping things up or ending some things here. By Monday night, Tuesday, as Jupiter and Pluto merge on the same degree in this sign, you are at a turning point with something going on there. So maybe something's playing out at a distance or is going to involve travel. Maybe there's something educational or legal involved. Maybe there's something coming through media about this. Maybe there's something with weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics playing out with this authority figure, goal, or career matter. And with Pluto's influence, maybe there's something about birth or death, finances or sexuality, control or power, reproduction or divorce in the story. So there's something in one of each of those fields that is going to be contributing to a turning point with Aries' goals, career status, or these authority figures. And then by Wednesday, Saturn returns to this territory and will spend the next 5.5 months giving you your very last shot to finalize some things, wrap them up, mark your endings, make some long-term commitments, put in the work, be disciplined, and tackle responsibilities and get onward with your ambitions when it comes to these goals, this authority figure, or the career momentum. So literally, you know, and it doesn't ease up as the week goes on. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, bam, bam, bam. This is intensely powerful stuff. But then the eclipse keeps building to peak by the following Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, just hold on, because here you guys go. Now, on Tuesday the 30th, Aries, you hit the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde, and so all of a sudden there's some information coming in, or an important talk or meeting or sale or writing or interview or offer or decision about what's going on with your home, with your family, with the roommate or the parent, with the renovation or the move or the real estate deal, and you're kind of turning a corner in the process of whatever this retrograde was meant to help you rethink, release, rekindle, or rework. For Taurus, Mars headed into Aries on Saturday the 27th for 6 solid months, all the way until January 6th. Taurus, this means you guys are about to get more fired up, far busier than you have been in a very long time when it comes to all things that are magical, mystical, delusional, and go on behind the scenes. So this might get you fired up over artistic pursuits. This could be the muse, the painting, the poetry, the film, the music, the dance, or anything that draws you in the artistic vein. This could be romantic. It could be about karmic past life romantic interludes, or it could be about clandestine affairs. This could be about your spiritual practices and really getting fired up about prayer, meditation, yoga, or what you're doing in magical or psychic realms. This could be about what you're doing about addictions or bad habits. It could be about secrets or deceptions. It could be about institutions. And it could be about research or investigation. So I'm sure one or two of those ring true to you. You're about to be diving into this, and there's a very long, big story that's going to be playing out. Listen to the dates I gave at the top of the show for the key dates when this will be the most charged up and frictional. In your week ahead, Saturday to Sunday, as Mars starts to, resonate these topics for you, there is going to be a door that opens up that can help you get serious about a personal goal in this story, or about what's going on with your career, or about what's going on with a specific authority figure involved in this. So that would be serious, but that would be opportune. In other words, the door is open and you can see where that goes. Now, when it comes to the eclipse that is building throughout our week ahead, you guys enter the trigger field for the upcoming full moon lunar eclipse on Monday, the 29th. It will build throughout the week. You will have, your emotions peaking as well as events transpiring as it moves to its climax over next weekend. Next Saturday, Sunday, when you'll finally have it. So this is about, for Taurus, travel plans or situations at a distant or foreign interest, or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting pursuits, or educational interests, or legal matters, or weddings or other ceremonies, or religion or politics for you guys. So again, big culminations as things come through, you celebrate, you achieve, or they end and you wrap things up. By Monday evening, Tuesday morning, Jupiter and Pluto make their second out of three mergers in those areas. And so at this point, something very powerful, expansive, profound, deeply changing and evolving is going on there. Could bring in third parties, could bring in a financial context, could bring in a sexual or reproductive context, or focus on divorce or death or birth in the story. And you're turning a corner with your year-long focus in these areas of your life. By Wednesday, Saturn returns here, and Saturn is bringing, the final serious influence in these areas for you guys over the next 5.5 months. You'll be in retrograde until September 29th, so this is the period starting Wednesday where you want to go back over, what do I need to cement, what do I need to end, what do I need to commit to, where are the responsibilities, what do I need to do about my ambitions here? And get real about any do-overs, let go of things, commit to things, rework things. And by the time it goes direct on September 29th, then until December 16th, 17th, you guys will be moving things forward, solidifying them, and then it does not come back here again until the year 2046. So very important time in those areas of travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, and political arenas. Then with the Mercury retrograde on Tuesday the 30th, you come to the midpoint, which is the turning point of the Mercury retrograde. So for Taurus, there could be important news or a important talk or meeting, sale, something with your writing or interviews or auditions, could be proposals, offers, decisions. And for some Tauruses, could be in the physical realm, something that is happening with vehicles, electronics, siblings, neighbors, moves, short trips, local activities. So you're looking for something that is going to either give you that kind of, oh, this is what it's all been about, and I do need to let go of that, or I do need to rework that, or I do need to go back to the past and take care of that. And or you're just turning the corner because you're moving on past it. So that comes Tuesday. All right, for Gemini, Mars is moving into your social arena starting Saturday the 27th and will be there for 6 months until January 6th. Gemini, this is going to get you fired up, far more passionate, motivated, busy, sometimes angry and fighting, but doing things with your friends, your associates, your group activities, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology and charities and gatherings and parties and events, as well as anything you might want to do about your freedom, your aspirations, or your original projects. So you're going to start feeling that fire and getting charged up as you get into the weekend. And by Sunday, there is an alignment here that links something in that territory with travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political interests in the mix. So that's an open door. Something solid could be there. Check the dates I gave at the top of the show for the key dates when you're going to be under the most friction with all of this stuff, where you'll see the most intense things playing out over the months ahead, so that you're well aware of that. Now, when you get into the eclipse energy, you enter the trigger field for this on Monday the 29th, and you will be building with emotions and with events that are playing out throughout the week as it moves to this big climax at the end of the week on Saturday, Sunday. So for Gemini, this is something very big happening in a financial realm, which could be with a loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, your alimony, child support, partner's money, or other such financial topic. Or it's playing out in your sex life, your reproductive life, with a divorce, a birth, a death, or a third-party situation. So again, things are coming to a climax. You are moving towards a major ending or breakthrough, a wrap-up of situations, or a celebration and achievement there in a climactic moment over this week ahead. By Monday night, Tuesday morning, Jupiter and Pluto merge in that territory, which is going to take it deeper, make it more profound, make it more expansive, add in the travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes, and turn the corner with this year-long story that's playing out with these financial matters, or with your sex life, or reproductive life, or divorce, or death, or birth, or third parties. By Wednesday the 1st, Saturn retrogrades into this territory, gives you the last 5.5 months you're going to get with Saturn here, really pushing you to get serious, to end some things in those financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, third-party arenas, or to make some long-term commitments to tackle your responsibilities, to set or deal with some limits, to get ambitious about it, you know, and you're going to be in do-over mode up until September 29th. So reviewing where you're at, looking at the past, exiting or returning or reworking something in that process, and then you'll be moving forward up until it exits on December 16th, 17th. So very important with those topics. As far as the Mercury retrograde, you come to the midpoint on Tuesday the 30th, Gemini. This is about your income, your purchases, your products, or your possessions. So at this point, you guys are hearing some news, having a talk, making a decision. There's some kind of information here that is helping this turn a corner. And there is something here that is opened in this flow for you guys involving research, institutions, artistic, romantic, spiritual, karmic, secretive or addictive scenarios that are tied into the story. But the real focus is you're turning a corner with whatever your do-over has been in those areas. All right, so for the sign Cancer, Mars headed into Aries on Saturday the 27th to tour here now for over 6 months until January 6th is going to be firing up the Cancers with more attention or recognition, with more pursuit of their career agenda or more playing out on the career front, with more going on as they motivate about a personal goal or several personal goals, and more firing up with authority figures in their life. So things that are getting really amped up with bosses and parents and judges and directors and teachers and mentors, etc. So Cancer is going to really be out there pushing for these things. Definitely want to look at the dates I gave at the top of the show, because there are going to be periods where this enters that real frictional, intense interaction with the outer planets. So those periods are going to be the most intense for you. In this week ahead, as it enters on Saturday, it will start to form a opportunity to Saturn between Saturday and Sunday. So there is something solid here with these goals, career or authority figures involving a financial scenario, sexual interest, reproductive need, divorce, or dealing with a birth, a death, or a third party in the story. Now, when it comes to the eclipse in our week ahead, on Monday, you enter the trigger field for the upcoming eclipse, which means your emotions start to build and the events around it start to build as you're moving towards something climactic by next weekend. And so for Cancer, this is relational for you guys, meaning this is going to focus on a romantic partner or a business partner, a client or all your clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, or other representatives, competitors, opponents, or advocates. So you really want to pay attention to what is starting to happen with these people. Something is really going to be wrapping up or ending, or something is going to be coming through, achieved, and celebrated. Depending on what your story is with them, this is all coming to a head throughout this week ahead. By Monday night, Tuesday morning, Jupiter and Pluto are going to merge on the same degree in that same relational part of your chart. And so there is something very powerful happening Monday night, Tuesday, that is about the Jupiter, something out of the Jupiter column influencing this. So it could be a legal matter, travel plans, situations at a distance, educational pursuits, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, weddings or other ceremonies, or religion or politics, and how that's merging with something from the Pluto file, which would be the financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or third party situation. So Jupiter and Pluto have been trying to transform, expand, make deep changes with these relational dynamics for Cancers throughout this entire year. And so at this turning point, you should see something turning a corner with one or several of these people through those Jupiter and Pluto topics. By Wednesday the 1st, Saturn returns to this relationship zone for Cancer. And for the next 5.5 months, you guys are going to be getting your last bit of tests with these people. You are going to be looking at what you need to seriously end, make long-term commitments about, where the responsibilities lie, what structures are supporting these relationships, and where your ambitions are with these people. And you're really going to get real about it. So from Wednesday the 1st until September 29th, you're in Saturn retrograde there, so that's a do-over. You're letting go of some things. You're reworking some things. You're rekindling some past stuff, seeing where all this takes you. And then by September 29th, you start moving forward, solidifying with all these different relationships until December 16th, 17th. And at that point, it's gone. You've set things up in stone as much as possible to support these different kinds of relational interests in your life. And then Saturn won't come back till the year 2046. So really big week ahead as all these things start to move into motion. Again, the eclipse will not peak until the very end of the week on Saturday, Sunday. The whole week is going to be a big focus for Cancer on their clients and specialists and partners and agents and attorneys and competitors and advocates. When it comes to the Mercury retrograde in the week ahead, it's in Cancer's sign, and they hit their midpoint on Tuesday of the entire retrograde. So there is an aha moment, or there is some kind of, you know, again, a turning point with this where something shifts enough that you can see which way things were supposed to go. For Cancer, this has been a do-over about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your involvement in certain areas of life, or your own personal needs. So you can expect some kind of news or talk or meeting or decision that is focused on what has been let go of and what you've gone back to the past about and what you've been reworking as you turn that corner. Okay, for Leo, Leo, Mars is headed into your expansive ninth house. So, gosh, you guys are going to have from Saturday the 27th of this month all the way until January 6th with more going on here than you've seen in many, many years. Mars is going to fire you up, get you charged up and motivated and active. It can also bring up anger and fights. It can also bring bursts of passion, okay? And it's going to play out through the travels that open up for you over the next 6 months, situations at a distance that you get involved in, what you're doing about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting projects, what you're doing to further your education or teach, any legal situations that you're getting into to tackle, anything going on with weddings or other ceremonies, or anything in the political or religious realm. So Mars is in warrior mode, passion mode, action mode, and you guys need to listen to the dates I gave at the top of the show. It is going to be in a frictional pattern to the outer planets. There are going to be very intense times here for everybody during those dates. So mark them down on your calendar. As far as this week goes, as Mars moves in here on Saturday the 27th, and it will start resonating Saturn, and that'll be playing out Saturday, Sunday. And so this opens a door through one of those realms, connecting you to something solid with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an opponent, or an advocate. So something serious but open there. Now, with the eclipse for Leo, this is focused on work or health, or it's about paperwork, animals, coworkers, or hired help. So something is building through this week ahead, and something very powerful is taking place in at least one of those areas for you guys. You enter the trigger field to the upcoming eclipse on Monday the 29th, Leo. So at this point, emotions start to build, events start to percolate to the top, which are trying to bring a big finalization, ending, wrap-up, or some kind of breakthrough, celebration, achievement, as something is climaxing with your work or your health, sorry, the animals, the paperwork, the animals, the coworkers, or the hired help. By Monday night, Tuesday, Jupiter and Pluto are merging together for the second time out of three throughout this entire year. This is the year-long story of transformation, empowerment, and expansion that is trying to take place in your work zone, your health zone, with those coworkers, hired help, paperwork, or animals. And so you turn a corner with something here Monday night, Tuesday. You want to look at how travel, foreign, distant, educational, legal, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political things are influencing this through Jupiter. And you want to look at where you are with Pluto in the story, which is the financial side, the sexual side, the triangle, the third party, the reproductive, divorce, birth, death, influence in the story. And note that however far you've come, this is the turning point, and then you have one left in the fall. And then by Wednesday the 1st, Saturn returns to this territory, and Leo, you have your last 5.5 months of dealing with tests, limits, restrictions, responsibilities, endings, commitments, structures that support, and ambitions that are trying to get you serious about the work, the health, the pets, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help. So from Wednesday the 1st until September 29th, you are backtracking, Leo. It's time to go back and reconfigure something, let go of something, rekindle something past, or rework that ongoing situation to get it right. And then once this goes direct on September 29th, you guys will then be moving these things forward, cementing them on their feet, getting everything solid by December 16th, 17th, at which point Saturn exits and doesn't return until the year 2046. So really important time with those subjects for Leo. When it comes to the Mercury retrograde, it is active on Tuesday the 30th, and it is at its midpoint. So Leo, it is an important turning point with Mercury retrograde subjects of artistic interests, romantic interests, spiritual practices, addictions, secrets, deceptions, institutions, research, or investigations. So whichever one of those you're all wrapped up in, Leo, you should hear news or have a talk or make a decision, have that aha moment, or feel the things shifting around you in your do-over, in your releasing, your reworking, or your rekindling of something there. Okay, for Virgo, Mars heads into Aries on Saturday the 27th for 6 months until January 6th. So Virgo, this is the most intense part of the sky. Our Virgos are really going to be doing something profound here over the next 6 months. This may be financial. So maybe you're just like, I've got to do something about the loan, the debt, the bankruptcy, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the partner's money, the alimony, or whatever this financial thing might be for you. Or this is the area of sexuality. And Mars is a very passionate energy, so our Virgos might be entering into a very passionate, sexual, intimate period over the next 6 months. It may be reproductive, so if you want that, you got a lot of practicing to do. If you don't want that, you need to be super, super careful of that during these months. It is the area on the more challenging side of divorce, death, birth, and third-party triangles playing out in your life. So there's going to be a lot of activity there for some of you guys, if that fits your, you know, where you are in your life right now. But overall, it's really going to stimulate a lot happening in the sex life and in the financial life for our Virgos. So pay attention to the top of the show when I give the significant dates where this will be in frictional patterns with the outer planets, and things are really going to heat up and be intense during that time frame. In our week ahead, Saturday, Sunday, you're going to have a lot going on in at least one of these areas, and there is a door opening that connects to this with a coworker or the hired help, or what's happening on the job, or with the health interest, or with paperwork, or with animals in the story. So there you have it. When it comes to the eclipse, Virgo, you guys enter the trigger field for the upcoming full moon lunar eclipse that peaks next weekend. You enter this on Monday, the 29th. So from Monday through up through the weekend, emotions will be building, as will events starting to percolate and then come to a climax by the weekend over. For Virgo, it's going to be over a love interest, over what's going on with the kids, or what's happening with a creative project or recreational pursuit. So you could have big celebrations and achievements and breakthroughs, or you could be ending something or wrapping up a story or a project in that scenario. It is about climax moments. Now, by Monday night into Tuesday, we have Jupiter and Pluto merging in this territory of lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation for Virgos. The second time of three out of the year. So this is a year-long story of transformation, of expansion, of power and empowerment and change that's been going on here. So you turn a corner in whatever's happening here with this lover, the kids, the creative project, or the recreational situation Monday night, Tuesday. You want to look at where you are with Jupiter themes here, the travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political interests, and you want to look at where you are with Pluto. the sex, the reproduction, the divorce, the death, the birth, the financial impact, or the third parties. So big one shifting then. And by Wednesday, you move into Saturn retrograding back into this territory for the last time. So Saturn is going to be touring through this lovers, kids, creative projects, recreational pursuits for 5.5 months. It is in do-over mode when it first arrives, and so up through September 29th, you may be going back to the past to rekindle something. You might be exiting a situation or having someone else exit, or you might be reworking an ongoing thing and getting it right. Then on September 29th, Saturn goes direct. You will be cementing things, solidifying them, and getting them on their feet and solid up from there until December 16th, 17th, and then Saturn exits and doesn't come back until the year 2046. So with Saturn, Virgo, it wants you to get serious one way or the other here. You either need to end something or make a commitment. You either need to, you know, show up and lead the way and tackle the responsibilities, or you need to put it behind you, right? So get ambitious or make your finite cut here in those areas. Now, with the Mercury retrograde for Virgo, this is in your social field. So you guys are having activity here on Tuesday the 30th. You may get news about something or have a talk or make a decision. It will be with or about the friend, the associate, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the gathering, party, event, or it can be about your freedom, your aspirations, or your original projects. So there is a turning point at the midpoint with this as well. You're getting some information here or making a choice that's helping you see that. And there is something kind of innovative or exciting tied to this on Tuesday, particularly involving a situation at a distance or travel, legal matters, educational pursuits, media marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. Okay, Libra's next. Let me take a sip of my water. Hold on. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm ready. Libra, Mars, oh, man, is headed into your relationship zone Saturday night, the 27th. And it is going to be here all the way until January 6th. So Libra, you guys are about to see more action with romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, or the like over the next 6 months than you've seen in many years. Mars is going to make things happen. Mars is going to get you busy. Mars is going to help you express your passion here. Mars can also bring up fights and anger from time to time here. You want to be very aware of what a hot trigger this is in any of those areas. It's going to really help you make things happen here is the biggest thing, right? And so listen to the dates I gave at the top of the show. That's when Mars will start to activate all those powerful outer planetary influences in very frictional alignments, which means that there will either be a lot more going on then or some kind of challenges tossed in at those points that you're going to need to deal with. And as you go into this week, over this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 27th, 28th, Mars will be starting to activate something with one of these people. And it opens a door for something solid involving a creative project, a love interest, the kids, or something recreational for you guys. Now, with the Mercury retrograde, or I'm sorry, no, not there yet. With the full moon lunar eclipse energy, you enter the trigger field for this on Monday the 29th, and it starts to build and build and build and then climax by the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. So you are going to have building emotions, and you're also going to have events starting to percolate and happen as things move towards their culmination through an ending or an achievement, a celebration, a breakthrough, or wrapping up of something you've been working on. And so the focus for you, Libra, is on your home, family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, roommate situations, you know, something there at the core root of your chart. By Monday night, Tuesday, Jupiter and Pluto meet there for the second of three times. that's playing out through this whole entire year that is about bringing something very deep and profound and changing or evolving and expansive for you in those areas. So look at how Jupiter themes might apply to your home, move, real estate deal, renovation, family, parent, roommate, and look at how Pluto themes might apply. Jupiter themes would be, what can you do to turn the corner here through legal, travel, distant, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes? And Pluto would be, how do you turn the corner here with these situations through the financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or third-party situation in the mix? By Wednesday the 1st, Saturn retrogrades into this territory of home, family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, roommates. And gosh, guys, last time that Saturn's going to be here, going to tour here from Wednesday the 1st of July up until December 16th, 17th. And then it exits and doesn't come back until the year 2046. So really serious time right now. Saturn says, I feel like Simon Says, right? Saturn says, you guys need to get real. You need to end something or make a long-term commitment. You need to look at the structures that support. You need to deal with any rules or regulations. You need to tackle your responsibilities, or you need to get ambitious about what's going on here. Get serious. You're in do-over mode with retrograde up through September 29th. So you can be releasing some things, going back to the past and rekindling some things, reworking an ongoing situation there. And then Saturn goes direct on September 29th up through mid-December and then exits. So during that last stage, you're solidifying things, putting them on their feet, getting them grounded, and moving them forward. As far as the Mercury retrograde goes in the week ahead for Libra, this is about something that is going on with your career, your status, your personal goal, or an authority figure. So on Tuesday the 30th, you will hear some news or have a talk or make a decision or have that thought that is your aha moment, which helps you turn a corner with what you've been rethinking, releasing, reworking, or rekindling in those areas. On Tuesday the 30th, there is an opportunity linked to this goal or career matter or authority figure that has a financial context or a sexual context or is about third parties in the mix. All right, for Scorpio, Mars is headed into your work and health zone on Saturday the 27th, and he will not exit there until January 6th. This is an extremely long time to host Mars. And Scorpio, it is going to fire you up, get you charged up, get you passionate, get you angry and fighting from time to time, but motivated and making things happen when it comes to your work, when it comes to your health. This also involves paperwork, coworkers, hired help, and the animals. If you have any, right? You can have some of mine if you don't. Expect to just be moving mountains in the next 6 months. Do pay attention to the top of the show when I give the key dates when this will be the most challenged. And over this weekend ahead, note that Mars will be forming an opportunity alignment through this, what you're doing about work or health or pets or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. And this cements something tied to the home or the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, or the roommate. Now, as far as the eclipse that is building in our week ahead, you enter the trigger field for this eclipse on Monday the 29th. You start to see emotions building. You start to see events start to transpire, and they build and build and build throughout the week and then peak by Saturday, Sunday at the end of the week. For Scorpio, this is about talks or meetings, writing or interviews, sales, agreements, offers, decisions, or in the physical realm, something that is climaxing with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So there's going to be a lot going on in those areas. You start to feel this start to build on Monday. By Monday night, Tuesday, we have the Jupiter-Pluto merger here. So this brings in travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes, as well as financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or third-party themes into the story. Very profound, powerful moment, and it is a turning point in the year-long story playing out here. So something very powerful transpiring there. By Wednesday the 1st, Saturn moves into this territory again and for the last time. Saturn retrogrades in and says it's time to get serious, it's time to set limits, deal with endings or long-term commitments, responsibilities, and get ambitious here about these talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronic short trips, or local activities. So it's really going to get set in motion in the first 3 days of the week and then continue to build and climax by the weekend. As far as the Mercury retrograde for Scorpio, you do have some news, talks, decisions that are at the midpoint, which is the turning point of the Mercury retrograde on Tuesday the 30th. And for you guys, it is about a legal matter, travel situation, foreign interest, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting pursuit, something in education, something with weddings or other ceremonies, or something with religion or politics. So expect to hear something or decide something and shift a bit in what you're doing. There is an opportunity in one of those areas that links to a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, or some other key relationship for you on that day. For Sagittarius, oh man, I need to start breaking these shows up into, I don't know, groups of three or groups of four, man. All right, Sagittarius. Mars is headed into your territory of lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation on Saturday the 27th, and will be there all the way until January 6th. So, Sag, you guys are going to get more fired up, more passionate, more active, as well as having fights and anger spark up from time to time. But you're going to be making things happen in these areas now. You want to pay attention to the dates I gave at the top of the show for when this will come under the most frictional patterns, and you'll have the most intensity happening here. When it comes to this weekend, as Mars moves in on Saturday, it will start to resonate with Saturn there, which can help you solidify something through talks or meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions that involve this creative project, recreational pursuit, lover, or the kids. As far as the full moon that we are building towards in this week ahead, you enter the trigger field on Monday, which means emotions start to build and events start to percolate, and they build and build throughout the week, and by the weekend they are climaxing. And for Sagittarius, they are about your income, your purchases, your possessions, or your products. And so something big is coming through, celebrated, achieved here, or you are ending something or wrapping something up you've been working on, and there's that big climactic moment. By Monday night, Tuesday, Jupiter and Pluto merge there. This is something very powerful and profound and expansive coming together to turn a corner for you in your year-long story with income, purchases, products, or possessions. So look at Jupiter influences on these topics: travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, ceremonial, religious, or political influences, and look at Pluto influences on this subject, which would be other financial topics, sexual attractions, reproductive needs, divorce, third parties in the story, because they're coming together to impact your income or your purchases or your products or possessions and help you turn a corner. By Wednesday the 1st, Saturn retrogrades back into this territory. And at this point, guys, you really got to get serious. You need to look at the structures that are supporting your income or your purchases, products, or possessions, or if they don't, and what you need to do about it. You need to look at any limits, any rules, regulations, responsibilities, anything that needs to end, anything where you need a long-term commitment or ambitious. Get in there and get real about it, right? And so you're in the retrograde up till September 29th. So you guys are letting go. You're rekindling the past. You're reworking the ongoing situation and you're finessing things. And then from September 29th up through December 16th, 17th, you will be putting things on solid footing and cementing them so that they're there to support you long term before Saturn exits and doesn't come back till the year 2046. All right, as far as the Mercury retrograde for Sagittarius in the week ahead, you are coming to the midpoint on Tuesday the 30th, which should bring some news or talks or decisions about a financial topic, your sexual interests, your reproductive needs, a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party situation. And so this opens up the potential to turn a corner here as well. And there is something linked to this involving your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, or hired help on Tuesday the 30th that looks, you know, somehow unexpected or exciting or innovative in that story. Okay, for Capricorn, Mars is headed into the root of your chart starting Saturday the 27th, which means over the next 6 months, up through January 6th. You guys are going to get busier than you've been in a heck of a long time, seeing things happen at home, about your home, about real estate deals, moves, renovations, your history, your ancestry, your family, your parents, or your roommates, and maybe all of the above. So you're going to have a lot more passion playing out there. You're going to have fights and anger spark up from time to time, and you're going to be very motivated and driven and see things happen now over these next 6 months. Pay attention to the dates I gave at the top of the show because they key in with powerful times where it's going to be so frictional that there's going to be a ton of stuff happening there or to overcome there. Do note that over this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, as Mars moves in, it starts to resonate this field for you, get you busy right away, and it links to something solid here with a purchase, your income, your possessions, or your products in the mix. Now, as far as the building lunar eclipse in our week ahead, it's in your sign, Capricorn, and it's the very last of the Capricorn eclipses that began back in January 2019. So you guys are at the last epic moment of something culminating involving your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your ego, your identity, or something that you're, you know, physically involved in or where your personal needs and desires are taking you, right? So emotions start to build starting Monday, events start to happen, and they build and build and build throughout the week until something climaxes over the weekend. So Capricorn, it's all about you. You could be celebrating, you could achieve, you could have breakthroughs in these areas, or you could be ending something that's not been going well for you, or wrapping something up you've been working on. By Monday night, Tuesday, the Jupiter-Pluto merger happens in your sign, Capricorn. So this is the turning point in a year-long story of profound, deep changes that are evolving with you and something that's trying to give you some personal or physical growth. And so you want to look at what's happening with you once again and where you are with Jupiter themes of legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, distant, ceremonial, religious, or political insights, or what's going on with the Pluto side of things, the financial, sexual, reproductive, death, birth, third party, divorce topics, and how that's all coming together in some way to help you turn a corner. By Wednesday the 1st, Saturn re-enters your sign for the very last time. It will travel here from July 1st until December 16th, 17th, at which point it will exit your sign and not return until the year 2046. It has been testing you for 3 years, Capricorn. It has been asking you to master some new level of personal proficiency. It has been asking you to get real and serious about your body, image, brand name, title, or personal desires. It has been really, you know, it's the taskmaster, what can I say? And so you now head back to revisit anything past that still needs to be handled, to let go of anything that you're done with, and to rework some things up through September 29th. And then you will be moving things forward on a personal or physical level, solidifying, stabilizing, grounding what's going on with yourself and your needs up until that December date, and then you come out of all of this. As far as the Mercury retrograde goes, you will have some news, talks, or decisions on Tuesday the 30th in your do-over with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, or advocates. And so you may be hearing from him or you may be making decisions about him. It is the turning point, so something shifts a bit. And there is something maybe unexpected linked to this key person involving the kids, a lover, a creative project, or recreational pursuit on Tuesday. Okay, for Aquarius, Mars is entering your communication and commerce zone on Saturday the 27th and will tour here until January 6th. Aquarius, this means you're going to get far more fired up, passionate, angry, fighting, and motivated and making things happen locally through short trips, through your talks, your meetings, your writing, your interviews, your sales, through your offers and proposals and decisions, as well as in situations involving brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. So there is just a ton going on here in the next 6 months. Listen to the dates I gave at the top of the show for when it will be at its most frictional, intense, amped up time with those topics. Do note over this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Mars will start to activate something in one of those realms and link it directly to you, Aquarius, to help you get serious about where you are in this story. The door is open. Do you end it? Do you make a commitment? Do you get ambitious? It's open to you, Aquarius. Now, with the full moon lunar eclipse that we are building towards in the week ahead, Aquarius, you start to enter the trigger field for this on Monday, the 29th. So emotions start to build and events start to percolate and things build and build throughout the week until they climax over Saturday, Sunday at the end of the week. And for you guys, this is about artistic interests, romantic pursuits, spiritual practices, magic or psychic interests, what's going on at institutions with research and development, with investigations, or with addictions, bad habits, secrets, or deceptions. And so, again, emotionally charged, event-oriented, building and building. You're having this move towards some kind of big ending or breakthrough or wrap-up or achievement or celebration as it climaxes. Monday night, Tuesday, Jupiter-Pluto enter that story for the second of three times throughout this entire year where they're trying to bring powerful, deep change and expansion through one of those realms or all of those realms. So look at how Jupiter could impact it through travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. And look at how Pluto could impact it through finances, sex, reproduction, or third-party scenarios. By Wednesday the 1st, Saturn is retrograding back into this territory for 5.5 months and then is going to exit until the year 2046. So Saturn wants you to get serious, deal with limits or endings, long-term commitments, responsibilities, structures that support or your ambitions here. You're in do-over mode up till September 29th, so you're letting go or rekindling or reworking things there. And then you're starting to move forward and into direct motion, cementing things, solidifying them up until it exits in December. And with the Mercury retrograde, Aquarius, this is about your work or health, your paperwork or animals, or your coworkers or hired help. And so there's some news coming in on Tuesday or an important talk or sale or writing or meeting or decision that is part of this do-over you've had in those areas about the releasing of something or the rekindling that past scenario or reworking that ongoing scenario. So you turn a corner depending on what is heard or decided there about your work or health, pets or paperwork, coworkers or hired help. And there is an opportunity here linked to your home or a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the parents, the roommates, or the family on Tuesday. Okay, for Pisces, Mars is headed into your zone of personal income, possessions, products, and purchases starting Saturday the 27th and is going to get you guys more fired up, more busier, angry and fighting from time to time, but motivated and making things happen in those areas all the way until January 6th. Listen to the dates at the top of the show for when it will be the most frictional and intense and crazy making in those areas. Do note that in this week ahead, Saturday, Sunday, Mars starts to stimulate and make things happen in these areas, and there is an opportunity to cement something through the research, the institution, the romantic, artistic, or spiritual input in this scenario. You, when it comes to the eclipse that is going to be building through our week ahead, Pisces, for you, it is social or aspirational. So you enter the trigger field on Monday, the 29th, and your emotions start to build and events start to percolate, and they're going to build and build throughout the week and then climax by the weekend. And so it is about your friends or associates, your group activities, your online interests, astrology or charities, parties, gatherings or events, social networking, your own original projects or ideas, your aspirations or your freedom. So again, things are starting to build. Will you be ending something? Will you be celebrating something? Will you be achieving a goal or wrapping up a project? It is about this climactic high point, one way or the other, in those realms. And so this starts to commence as you get into Monday and builds throughout the week. On Monday night, Tuesday, Jupiter and Pluto merge in this same territory. So this is the turning point with the big story that's playing out through this whole year that is trying to profoundly bring changes and evolve the story here and bring some expansion. So you want to look at, okay, at this turning point with these friends, groups, the internet, my aspirations, etc., what's going on with legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes that are Jupiter's influence? And what's going on with financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or third-party influences here through Pluto? How is something in both of those realms coming together to impact the turning point I have in this territory? By Wednesday, the first Saturn retrogrades into this sign. And so, gosh, Pisces, you're into your last serious period from July 1st until December 16th, 17th, when Saturn will exit and not return until the year 2046. So these next 5.5 months, you really want to get serious. What do you need to end? Where do you need to set up structures that support? What do you want to make long-term commitments to? What responsibilities do you need to tackle? What rules and regulations do you need to deal with? Where are your ambitions in this story with these friends, associates, groups, internet projects or interests, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, aspirations, original projects, or freedoms, okay? And with the Mercury retrograde, you are going to hear news or have a talk or make a decision on Tuesday the 30th as you come to the midpoint, which is the turning point in the Mercury retrograde. And so whatever you've been rethinking, releasing, reworking, rekindling with creative projects or the kids or a lover or something recreational, by Tuesday the 30th, there should be that information or that decision that helps you turn a corner with this. And there is something kind of excitable or unexpected or innovative tied to this involving a talk, a meeting, a sale, the writing, the interview, the offer, the decision, or a brother, sister, neighbor, move, vehicle, electronic, short trip, or local action with this lover, the kids, the creative project, or the recreational pursuit. Ah, so we did it, guys. One heck of an intense week ahead, but when are they not? So everybody stay safe. Everybody feel the love. Put the love out there. You're going to get all kinds of ideas about what this Mars stuff's going to be about for you as you head over the weekend. And I hope it really motivates you guys to do some things you're passionate about. I'll be back next week, same time, God willing. You guys can find me throughout the week posting a daily if you want to read up on the day's influences over on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Come sign up there to be part of that page. All right, guys, I will talk to you next time. Have a good one.